AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. A Maryland judge orders the release of Adnan Syed after overturning his 1999 conviction in the killing of Haemin Lee.
Syed's conviction drew widespread attention in 2014 when the debut season of the Serial podcast focused on Lee's killing and raised doubts about some of the evidence prosecutors used in their case against Syed. Last week, prosecutors filed a motion saying a lengthy investigation with defense attorneys uncovered new evidence that could undermine Syed's 2000 conviction. Circuit Court Judge Melissa Finn ruled the state violated its legal obligation to share exculpatory evidence with Syed's defense, ordered the now 41-year-old Syed's conviction be overturned, and placed him on home detention with GPS location monitoring. The judge ordered the state to decide within 30 days whether to seek a new trial date or dismiss the case. I'm Mike Rossia.
A parole hearing continues today in Kentucky for Michael Carneal, in prison for some 25 years after opening fire December 1, 1997 on a school prayer group when he was a 14-year-old freshman at Heath High near Paducah. Three students were killed, five others wounded. Missy Jenkins-Smith, one of the five, was left paralyzed and in a wheelchair.
Continuing his life in prison is the only way his victims can feel comfortable and safe without being haunted by the what-ifs.
A two-person panel of the full parole board is hearing Carneal's appeal. They have the option to release him or defer his next opportunity for parole for up to 5 years. If the two can't agree on those options, they can send the case to a meeting of the full board next Monday. In San Antonio, Texas, Bexar County Sheriff Javier Salazar opens an investigation into migrants legally seeking asylum in the U.S. being sent to Martha's Vineyard on planes chartered by Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis.
Somebody saw fit to come from another state, hunt them down, prey upon them, and then take advantage of their desperate situation.
This is AP News. Fiona is a major hurricane. National Hurricane Center says the storm, which battered Puerto Rico, is a Category 3 storm, top sustained winds 115 miles per hour as it nears the Turks and Caicos Islands. Traffic deaths fell slightly in the second quarter of the year, but still at a crisis level. Here's the AP's Norman Hall.
Estimates from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration show that 20,175 people died in crashes from January through June, a 0.5% increase over the same period last year. The second quarter decline ended a string of 7 straight quarterly increases that began in the summer of 2020. The agency estimated that 10,590 people died on roadways from April to June, nearly 5% fewer than the same period a year ago. Roads became more congested as the pandemic eased. Federal safety officials say the levels require urgent action and that the deaths are preventable.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.